Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, Achal v'shas of a person ate and drank on Yom Kippur, Bela Mechad, with one forgetting. They forgot it's Yom Kippur, and they, God forbid, ate and drank on Yom Kippur. And then they realized it was Yom Kippur. In a chayv alachat asachas, they only have to bring one carbon, one sin offering, because shtia, drinking, is considered the same classification as achila, as eating. And if so, it comes out that in they only had one helam, they only had one forgetting, and therefore they bring one carbon chatas. But let's say the person forgot that it was Yom Kippur, and they ate. And they also did malacha. They cooked something, they lit a fire, and one forgetting. Then they have to bring two separate mitzvah offerings, because these are two separate isurim, the two separate prohibitions. Number one, the pasuk says, v'nisim esnaf sheisechem, which means to afflict yourself not to eat and drink. It also says, kol malacha leisasu, not to do any work. Since it's two separate isurim, the prohibitions, they bring two karbanos, two sacrifices. It says the Mishnah, if a person ate food that's not really fit to be consumed, bitter herbs, one drinks liquids that are not really fit to be drunk, for example, raw vinegar, or a person drank tzir is the juice that comes out of salted fish, morius is the brine of pickled fish, putter, person is not liable for kares, biblically, however it is, still rabbinically prohibited. Let's say one more Mishnah 4. By Torah law, until a girl is 12 and one day, a boy is 13 and one day, they're not liable, and they're not responsible for all the mitzvahs in the Torah. However, rabbinically, it's brought down that even before they turn bar and bas mitzvah, they should try to fast, to accustom themselves to fasting properly. It says the Mishnah Tinoikos, little children, we do not have to hold back any food from them whatsoever on Yom Kippur. It's prohibited to do that, actually, because they're not old enough. However, we do educate them to fast a little bit. It means, for example, let's say they wake up every day and they eat at 8:30. Wait until 9. A year or two before they come bar or bas mitzvah. Why? So they should be accustomed to mitzvahs. The concept of fasting shouldn't just be a shock. They fasted a little bit when they were 11, fasted a little bit more when they were 12, and then finally they become 13 and they're obligated. From this Mishnah, perhaps, is where it has evolved that there's a custom that many people fast three fasts before their bar bas mitzvah, and that's to get them in the right frame of mind so that when they actually are obligated, the fasting isn't such a shock and it's something that they're kind of used to. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful upcoming week.